Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CEFROLIPARSAT conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Mr. Tobias Szalos, CEO. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tobias Szalos, CEO of Polsat Group speaking. We have organized this call because 1 hour ago we announced two new strategic initiatives undertaken by Polsat Group. We need to underline strongly that the transaction concerning 32% stake in Netia does not give us control over the company. Therefore, please accept our apologies, but until we are sure we can take full control over Netia, we have decided to avoid specifying or commenting our detailed strategic targets going forward. I hope you understand and accept it. Okay, let's return to the agenda. In the first section, Maciek Stec will briefly tell you about our small acquisition, as today we bought new free-to-air TV channels. Later on, me together with Kasia, the CFO of our group, will discuss the rationale for the Netia acquisition. Maciek, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tobias. Hello, everyone. I thought that before we go to the topics, I would like to stop for a while at the slide number 4, summarizing the vision and mission of our group. And as you can see, it's absolutely unchanged. As the leading media and telco provider in Poland, we are focused on providing top quality services to our current and potential future customers. We develop them, create multiplay packages, and increase customers' satisfaction. Both transactions, which we present today, we are supposed to discuss, ideally fit into these targets, and it significantly increases our potential to execute our long-term strategy. Now let's go to the first investment. First acquisition is related to our TV production and broadcasting segment. We have purchased today 5 music channels, among which 2 are free-to-air and 3 are distributed in cable and satellite networks. All of them perfectly fits our current portfolio. We also decided to operationally support and invest in 2 other free-to-air channels, which profile is more oriented on documentary and movies. All of them already are well managed and have strong operational results of circa about 3% audience share in the commercial target group, which is 1649. We strongly believe that using our experience and sales power, we can easily and quickly monetize this investment. Now, let me describe you the structure of the investment. The structure of the transaction is very simple. Music channels were fully bought, while in the remaining 2, Nova TV and Focus TV, we will stay as the minority shareholders. The total price paid for all shares equals to circa about 100 million zlotys, which we believe is an attractive valuation. What really supports that thesis is the fact that we see the potential 15 million zlotys synergies coming every year. To sum up my part, we bought healthy channels, fitting perfectly our missions and strategic goals, and what is the most important, addressing the needs of Polish viewers. Now, I think is the right time to discuss the deal of the day, and I will pass the floor to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. Now, let's focus on Netia case. Let's go straight to slide number 9. We think you should not be surprised that we continue thinking about expanding our multiple strategy. Combination of media and content business with telecommunication assets provides to be a winning strategy. Right now we decided it's the right time to look at some fixed assets and to increase the portfolio of tools that may be used by use in executing our strategy. You asked why Netia? Of course, there are many reasons for that, but 3 of them seems the most important for us. First of all, Netia is the second biggest fixed line teleco operator in Poland and the owner of a countrywide infrastructure. It's not only about last mile access network, but also about cost efficiency of further development of our mobile network. Secondly, Netia has a big and attractive customer base. That naturally is a very prestigious asset for any mass market operator. Finally, the acquisition allow us to immediately enter approximately 50 biggest Polish cities. This fact give us potential to execute our multiple strategy in this relative new market on a full scale once we are ready. Going into details, let's switch to the next slide that talks about network assets. As presented on the map, 20,000 km long backbone network of Netia. Almost 50 biggest cities are wired with fiber infrastructure from Netia. Combining this infrastructure with our network assets will naturally provide us with a potential for both faster and cheaper investments in the future. This is about connecting our base stations to fiber. It's about installing new equipment, and the premises belongs to Netia. It's about optimizing the ways to transfer growing data volume of our customers, et cetera. It's also about searching for cost efficiencies, where duplicating infrastructure can be eliminated or avoided in the future. Backbone is not the only network asset of Netia. The operator also 2.5 million homes passed within its already existent access network. The existing network allow Netia to offer its product to almost 50 biggest Polish cities, offering its services to almost 1 million individual customers. Netia has wired most of the Polish major office areas. There are over 800 important Polish office buildings where cable from Netia already are installed. As a result, Netia provides its service to circa about 25,000 B2B customers. If you combine fixed line infrastructure of Netia with mobile resources of Polkomtel, our position on B2B markets become much stronger than so far. The third main reason for Netia acquisition is the new urban market that gets open for us. As you perfectly know, our operating focus in the past was mostly on suburban and rural customers. Urban customers, especially those living in Warsaw and other bigger, big agglomerations, expect a bit different set of services. Satellite dishes are not necessarily accepted in downtown of the cities, while fast broadband delivery through cable connection is a standard. Our decision concerning Netia acquisition, rather than any form of strategic alliance, can also be understood if you look at the next slide. Our business strategy is normally based on a full control of value chain, as we believe in guarantee a faster and more focused delivery of our targets. If we are successful in taking control over Netia, our strategy in that respect will not change. Just to finalize my section, I would like to discuss our competitive position going forward. Slide number 15 shows you that Polsat Group, with Netia on board, has changed to become the only Polish operator providing full range of wireless and fixed services, supplemented with control over new key content. As you are aware, we have bought some attractive content recently, and we believe this content will be very important in our goal to successfully go into the urban market. We should summarize that the strategy is unchanged, but our addressable market gets much bigger. Now, Kasia will tell you more about the financial aspect of the transaction.
Thank you, Tobias. Good evening, everyone. Now we're passing to more administrative part. First of all, Maciej, as usually, already took one of my slides with the structure of the television transaction, so I'm left to present to you the Netia deal structure. We have made an order for less than 33% of Netia at the value of 5.77 zloty per share. We plan to announce a tender for 66% of total votes. As you can see, we have here the multipliers for peers and comparable transactions. This transaction looks quite reasonable if you compare it to the peers and if you compare it to other transactions on the market. We base the valuation on DCF, the peers, and comparable multiples. What is important about the synergies, the expected synergies are being calculated starting from 2019, not from 2018, as we still will be waiting for the acquisition of the 66% stake, and the planned tender offer will be conditional upon the approval from the Polish Anti-Monopoly Office. Passing to the synergies which I mentioned on the previous slide, the expected synergies from 2019 to 2032, 2023, sorry, will be approximately, or we expecting them to be approximately 800 million, which are 250 in CapEx and 550 on the EBITDA level. You can see the synergies listed here, so I will not be elaborating on that. If we pass to the pro forma, please note that this pro forma is made basing on the available published data of both companies for the third quarter and for the previous quarters. The leverage in this pro forma does not consider the cash outflow for the transaction in Cyfrowy Polsat, but this pro forma implies strong revenues. It implies quite a good margin, moderate CapEx, and it implies quite a strong cash flow in the future. So, actually, summarizing, I think we made quite a good investment for the reasonable price, and I will now pass to Tobias for the summary.
Okay, thank you, Kasia. Just to summarize, these two investments perfectly fit our mission and our strategy. We have strengthened our portfolio of TV channels through acquiring Nuance. Secondly, the acquisition of Netia is a strong business relation and will generate additional value for our shareholders through synergies that we clearly see in this deal. Once the second stage of the transaction is concluded and more shareholders of Netia are interested in our tender offer, we intend to return to you with another presentation laying out our new strategy and goals for the upcoming year. Now we are ready to take your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question from Andrei Sabacek, Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, thanks for the presentation. I have a couple of questions, please. First of all, regarding Netia mostly, what specific B2B and cable wholesale considerations did you take into account when buying Netia? Second question, how, if at all, do you plan on developing the fixed broadband networks of Netia, and does Netia's withdrawal from the subsidized EU fiber rollout programs recently relate to today's acquisition? Third question is, Liberty Global has announced a possible exit from a couple of European markets, and potentially is Liberty Global in Poland something that or an asset that you might be looking at potentially to further strengthen, obviously, the urban footprint. And final question, does this transaction give you further sort of rationale to bid for exclusive content in the near future, given the higher scale that you have? Thank you.
Hello, Andrei. This is Bartek speaking. Can you please repeat the first question, and let's go one by one?
Sure. So the first question was, what specific B2B and especially cable wholesale considerations, because that's something that's likely to change in Poland going forward, cable wholesale. So what considerations did you take into account when buying Netia, and what sort of not just Polsat and Netia synergies, but potentially synergies from new cable wholesale regulation do you expect from this deal?
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, Andrei, it's Kasia speaking. I suppose you're talking about the new wholesale regulations that were mentioned once or twice somewhere. We actually will not, we never comment on the speculations. Until we see the law, we will not speak about that.
Okay. So related to that is the second question that I had. How, if at all, do you plan on developing the fixed broadband networks of Netia, and whether Netia's recent withdrawal from some of the EU tenders for subsidized fiber relates to today's acquisition?
Look, first of all, the Netia's withdrawal from POPC is their business decision. We have nothing to do with that. And about the plans of eventual development of the network, it's too early to speak about that. We will speak about that in the future.
Okay. Third question I had was regarding Liberty Global or UPC. They announced potential exits from a couple of European markets, but Poland wasn't one of them. But just asking if Liberty Global or another potential fixed asset such as Vectra, et cetera, is something that, given today's announcement, is something you would be looking at down the road?
So first of all, we have to finish this transaction to buy the 66%. Later on, we will see. We are open for all kinds of deals, let's say.
Right. I know you usually mention that you are open, but do you have a specific target or a strategic goal when it comes to fixed networks at this stage?
It's really too early to disclose any plans, especially that we just, placed order, to buy 32%. Let's wait, for the tender to be announced and for the deal to be finalized. And then, like we said in the presentation, we'll be ready to share with some guidance and midterm strategic goals, once we'll finish that.
Okay, thank you. And final question that I had, whether this transaction, given the increased scale of the distribution platform, gives you would say even higher rationale for potentially bidding for more exclusive content in the near future?
Yeah, that's what we mentioned on slide number 9, that we have like pay TV business, which is like 3.5 million households in Cyfrowy Polsat, more or less. We have 25% audience share in terms of Polsat television and our channels, and we improved our position on the market by buying ZPR Media channels. Of course, we are the leader in internet in LTE. We are leading company in telephony, mobile telephony, and mobile internet. And of course, doing this transaction, we significantly increases our potential to execute our long-term strategy. Because what is important, Netia has 2.5 million homes passed in the biggest Polish cities. This is the asset which we need in order to enter urban markets with our multi-play strategy. So this is important that good quality fixed line internet is the first product that urban customers ask for when considering any multi-play offer. So consequently, investing Netia, we open the door to urban expansion of our smartphone concept, and of course, what is the most important, that we try to have balance between content, infrastructure, and distribution. And that's all we have. under one roof.
Okay, and if I just may say a lot of questions, but final follow-up. You mentioned 800 zloty million in synergies. Do these include integration costs, or are, because you don't mention any integration costs on your slides?
Yes, that includes the integration costs.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question to, from Mr. Krzyżopolski. Hi, Tong, please go ahead.
Hi, I have a few questions. First one, could you divide planned 550 EBITDA synergies into revenues and OPEX? How much of this 550 will come from revenues and OPEX side?
Moment.
Hello?
Could you please repeat the question because there was something on the line?
Okay. So my first question is about the EBITDA synergies estimated at 550 on Netia acquisition. And my question is how much of this 550 will come on the revenue side and how much on the cost side?
Put in on that, around 60% will come from the revenue side, around 40% from the cost side.
Okay, thank you. Next question regarding your dividend policy, which was set a year ago, more than a year ago. This dividend policy, as we know, depends on the net debt to EBITDA level, but any dividend decision is subject to one-off events such as potential acquisition. And the question is, will this Netia acquisition revise your dividend policy going forward?
The dividend policy for Cyfrowy Group is not changed.
Okay.
It's the same like we announced it 1 year ago, so it's very clear how it will be for the future.
Okay. The next one, the action plan on Netia is once you get the approval from anti-monopoly office, you call for a bid to 66%. Am I right?
No, we today are saying that we are planning to announce a tender offer to get to 66%, and we'll do it in the future. And one of the conditions for this tender will be the approval on the anti-monopoly office.
Okay, so you announce the tender offer when you get the approval from anti-monopoly office, right?
No, we are saying that we're going to announce the tender offer, and one of the conditions to execute this tender offer will be the approval from the anti-monopoly office.
Okay.
It will be a conditional tender offer.
Okay, I know. Okay, so and when you would expect the approval from anti-monopoly office on this transaction? I'm asking regarding the UPC and Multimedia Polska case, which is more than a year within the anti-monopoly office investigation and still not cleared and not approved.
Well, first of all, we believe that we operate on a totally different market, so it's not the same case like UPC and Multimedia. Secondly, we believe that it's very favorable for the market and for the customers, so we are pretty, let's say, we believe that it should be evaluated a little bit different than the deal you mentioned.
Okay. Another question, why you are not calling for 100% but to 66%? Why do not want to buy 100% of Netia shares and you plan to buy only 66%?
At the moment, this is the structure of our transactions, and we plan to call for the 66%.
But in the future, we can assume that you will call up to 100% and delist the Netia from Warsaw Stock Exchange, right?
Yeah, but we're talking about, you know, the possibilities that we can finance at the moment.
Okay, okay. Regarding the financing, out of this 640 million zlots that you will spend on 33% stake in Netia, if you divide on your own cash and credit line?
Well, actually, it doesn't matter.
Okay, and the next tranche that you plan to finance is another 33%. Will you finance purely from the debt or from your own cash?
The financing also will be mixed.
Okay. Regarding ZPR Media, what's the annual EBITDA generated by this company and what's the net debt of this company?
To be honest, it's according business was provided with the Polish accounting standards, so it's difficult to precisely tell how it operates, but it's over a dozen millions of EBITDA which we calculated.
Okay, and what's the net debt of this company?
There is no debt in the company.
Okay, and regarding the ZPR Media, do you not afraid of the whole discussion in Poland regarding the concentration of the media assets currently driven by the Polish government? You are increasing your stake in the Polish media market, and there are some discussion about some the concentration of on the Polish media market. Are you not afraid of that you can be regarded as too big a market player on the media segment?
We wouldn't like to comment something which is not on the table.
Okay. So thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question from Tomek Sawola, PKO. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, thank you for the conference call. Actually, some of the questions were already answered, but I would like to ask for the CapEx, which was also a part of the synergies that you specified. I understand the CapEx part does not include the investments necessary to upgrade the Netia's network or any of the network integration costs.
Look, first of all, we're talking about synergies, so it means Netia has its own plans for development, and we just gave you the synergies which we suppose will come from our effectiveness.
Okay. But does that include the continuance of their investment plans into their own network?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Could you repeat once again what is the EBITDA of ZPR Media?
Look, the EBITDA of ZPR Media is a bit over. We suppose it's a bit over a dozen million according to IFRS because we it was run on the Polish accounting standards previously.
It's a dozen of millions.
Yes, I mean, over 12 million.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question from Artem Udalov, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the call. It's actually Slava from Goldman Sachs. So with the announced deal, you seem to create a pretty strong competitor to Orange Polska convergence strategy. You might also challenge some other market participants' positioning. So do you think that the deal might trigger intensified competitive response, or you think that it might lead to the market repair in the Polish telecommunications market, in your view? So any thoughts on that would be helpful. Thank you very much.
We believe that, you know, we have the very consistent strategy which has not been changed, you know, for years. So we are here, you know, to provide the entertainment, you know, to all Poles. And the technology we are using is a secondary issue. Now we just decided, you know, to strengthen our position, you know, in the big cities, and that's why we've decided, you know, to buy the infrastructure which will support our business going forward. So we first of all believe that, you know, the creation of the content and control over the content is a key differentiator here, and the technology is a secondary issue.
Okay, thank you. But don't you think that some other players might reconsider their plans as a result of that and be more aggressive? Well, if obviously you made comment on that.
Well, first of all, we believe that, you know, having everything under one roof provides us with an advantage because, you know, we decide, you know, how we are creating the offer, and we have proven that once we bought Polkomtel and started to create the multiplay offer together with Plus. Now we believe that having Netia that will help us, you know, to achieve the same goal. And if you can see the slide number 15, how our positioning looks against the peers, I think it has nothing to do with the pricing. It's about, you know, having all assets, you know, in the point of sale, and the customer is choosing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question from Sara Suteja, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for the presentation. I have a question regarding the transaction itself. I correct to assume that for the bid for the remaining shareholders, for this 33%, the price would be at 5.77 zloty? That's my first question, please. Hello?
Look, the current price is 577, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what you're going to offer for the rest of the shareholders. Am I correct?
Well, you know, we placed orders, you know, to buy 32%. You know, we will disclose the price to the remaining shareholders for the tender, you know, once we will disclose it. We cannot do it, you know, before that.
Okay. The second question is related to the CapEx. We all know that Netia is already starting to invest in fiber-based access, and they have planned for 417 million until 2019. Is this going forward, or will this be cancelled? I mean, the remaining projects.
Look, at the moment, we have absolutely no plans to change the Netia investment policies.
Okay. And then my last question is regarding to the B2B customer base of Netia. How do you think you can generate value from this new customer base, considering that basically you are now in a completely different game? So, I mean, I'm not sure about giving pay TV to these customers, so can you elaborate how you're going to generate synergy from these B2B customers of Netia?
Obviously, in Polkomtel, we're quite strong in the B2B segment regarding the wireless internet and the voice services, and the customer base of Netia, I think, is complementary to our customer base with the fixed services. So it's in the future we might have more flexibility and better position to bid to the customers in
okay,
B2B.
So on the mobile side, basically, and the pure mobile side.
I'm talking about the future and the customer base of Netia, which is the fixed customer base in B2B, and our customer base, which is the mobile customer base, then we can offer more complex services to the customers in B2B segments.
Because in our strategy, what Netia is missing today, in our opinion, is unique content, some kind of flexibility in offering mobile services, and of course, like Salesforce, large enough just to address B2C customers on a bigger scale. And that's what we believe is exactly where we can easily support Netia. So that's where we are, and that's why we call it strategic investment.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question from Paweł Pucharski. Please go ahead.
Hello. In your 2.2 billion valuation of the deal, how much comes from synergies? Because you said you are splitting those. Is it a 50-50 split, or you break it down by EBITDA of two companies? How you approach that?
Look, we gave you the valuation of the synergies for 550 million in income statement, and for 250 in capex for the 5 years, and these synergies are included.
So include the total amount of 550 million zlots in your Netia valuation at 2.2.
Well, it more or less 50-50 in the valuation.
More than 50, which is more than 550. Oh, okay, more or less 50. And the other question is on your tender offer. When shall we expect tender offer? Is there a chance? Well, you would like to do it as quickly as possible, or there is a chance you could wait another 12 months, let's say?
Paweł, please understand that this is a legal issue. We cannot disclose, you know, the timing of our tender offer.
But in your presentation, you've announced that that the group will formulate new midterm strategic goals after successful finalization of tender offer expected in first quarter 2018. That clearly suggests you want to be, you want to have 66% stake as quickly as possible. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question from Paweł Szpigin, mBank Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the presentation. First question is, do you need to change your debt covenants, current debt covenants, to do the tender?
No, we don't need to do anything with our credit facility agreement in order to do the tender.
Okay, the second question is about overlap in B2B and in B2C with of your client with Netia client base.
Could you please repeat the question?
The overlap in B2C and B2B between you and Cyfrowy Polsat and Netia clients.
Well, I think that it's really too early, you know, to share such details because we don't have control over Netia, so we are not, you know, allowed, you know, or we really cannot, you know, disclose such details, you know, at this stage of the transaction.
Okay, I understand. The following question is about your long-term plans. Do you want to deliver more fixed infrastructure to your current mobile clients?
Well, I think that we said that, you know, we're going to disclose some midterm, you know, strategic goals once we will fully control, you know, Netia. Today it's too early, you know, to give any guidance on different KPIs. You know, we don't want to disclose, you know, sensitive information, you know, before we take control over Netia.
I'm just, you know, trying to catch what pressure will you put on the dividend and on the investment in infrastructure? I mean, how do you want to share the free cash flow generated in coming years between the investment that Netia is definitely needing and the dividend for shareholders?
We said during this call that the dividend policy, which is in place, is unchanged for now. So there is nothing more to comment.
Okay, thanks. The remaining questions were answered, so thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question from Nihal Putara, UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Most of the questions have already been answered, but I have some questions regarding the synergies. If you could please elaborate how and loaded are those synergies, because you guided for, you know, 2019, 2023. So if you could please give us some guidance how front or end loaded are those synergies. Thank you.
These synergies are backloaded.
Okay, thank you. And also, because, you know, I see this is similar as was it with the acquisition of Polkomtel, those kind of combined synergies. But I guess it would be quite helpful if you could give us some sort of a more of a number, which is kind of an annualized number, let's say, in 2023, what could be the sustainable uplift in EBITDA you expect from those from the transaction?
In 2023, it will be around 150 or more millions. Sorry, in 2023, right? Yes. It will
okay,
be 100 million plus.
Yeah, because then it wouldn't be that end-loaded, right? Because 4 times 150, it's actually 600, right? So, not sure.
But please remember that, you know, 550 will be come directly to EBITDA, and the remaining 250 is a CapEx savings.
Yeah, but if you say it's 550 combined for 4 years, right? It means in the final year it needs to be more than 150, because if it's 150 in the final year, it would need to be another, you know what I mean, 4 times 150. Okay, anyway, then it simply wouldn't be that end loaded.
Well, I'm sorry, we were talking 180. Because I gave you the number without CapEx. So it's 180 plus CapEx of around 50 million.
Okay, thank you. And maybe just the last question, because I understand one of the appeals of this deal is to be able to offer packages of products, including fixed and mobile products. So my question is, first of all, how quickly you believe you will be able to offer such packages, and do you need to wait until you get a control over the company, or you can basically start working on that tomorrow?
Well, of course, we can try to make, you know, commercial deal and try to, you know, set up the new offers with Netia while being, you know, the minority shareholder. But, you know, it will be really effective once we will take control over the company.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Let's. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Konrad Księżopolski. Hi, Tom. Please go ahead.
Hi, three more from my side. Press speculates that at the part of the anti-monopoly office approval on the UPC multimedia Polska deal could be that UPC will spin off part of the business in six cities, including Gdańsk, Gdynia, Kalisz, and three others. I forgot the name, and will be forced to sell it. as it happened already in the past when UPC acquired Aster, and that time Netia, of course, acquired this network in Warsaw and Krakow. Having in mind that you step already into fixed line business, and that you took this decision to step in into this business, would you consider to take part in acquisition of this post UPC multimedia Polska assets?
Look, Konrad, this is what press speculates. So let's wait, you know, for us to finish, you know, this transaction to take over Netia. Let's wait, you know, for this, let's say, cities to be really on sale from UPC or multimedia side, and then we will, you know, make, you know, the business decisions and share that with our shareholders. Now we believe that it's really too early to comment, you know, the press speculations.
Okay, I'm thinking whether Netia is big enough fixed line assets for you to offer a proper wide scale offer to your existing and new client base in the new market that you target in the bigger and bigger cities.
Well, please remember that, you know, Netia gives us the flexibility in reaching our customers at the moment. So we will really make, you know, the individual decisions if there is a fixed line needed or the mobile technology is good enough. So it's really too early to make, you know, the strong statement that Netia is not enough.
Okay. Second one on content. Netia closely cooperates with Canal Plus on offering their Canal Plus premium pay TV packages, while you do not have, for obvious reasons, Canal Plus premium TV and pay TV offer in your product portfolio. After the deal, do you plan to stop offering Canal Plus pay TV premium offer and offer only your premium pay TV offer?
Conrad, it works like all operators on the market. All cable operators offer it. So that's it.
Okay. And the last one regarding Netia mobile offer, which, as far as I remember, is offer under Play infrastructure. When the deal is closed, do you plan to switch those Netia mobile clients, around 140,000 client base, into Polkomtel infrastructure?
Well, you know, it's really too early to comment what we're going to do with the wholesale deals or the partnerships which Netia has at the moment. Let's close the deal and then we'll share with you with more information.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question from Robert Pekao. Mr. Robert, please introduce yourself before asking a question.
Hello, this is Robert Szczykowski from PKO TFI. Thanks for taking my question. I will have a few, actually. First, if I understood from one of the previous questions, your plan is to acquire 100% of the company at some stage, not 66% or so. Do the cost synergies that we see on the slides, those 800 million that you mentioned, do they assume that Netia is an independent entity, or do they assume the two companies are finally combined?
Well, that's some kind of misunderstanding. We said that now we are buying 32%, and
okay,
we have a plan to announce a tender to 66%. The synergies which we announced, in full scale, assume that we will have a control over Netia.
Okay, so they do not assume any cost reductions that would come from delisting the company and, you know, having the full 100% control over the company. So these are the synergies that just assume you stay with your 66%, maximum 66% stake.
Well, the costs which are, you know, connected with listing the companies are not so high, you know, to make a difference here.
You know, I mean potentially SG&A costs that could or cost cuts that could come from combining the two entities. So these are not assumed whatsoever in this calculation.
These synergies assumes, you know, that taking the control. If we will have anything else to say, you know, maybe after taking the control.
Okay, so I understand they are not assumed.
Could you repeat?
So I understand those potential costs cuts are not assumed here.
No, they're not.
And I think it was answered, but just to confirm, you know, those 100 million synergies are both on the side of Netia and Cyfrowy Polsat, or just on the Netia side?
They are both on Cyfrowy Polsat and Netia side, and more or less 50-50, we assumed.
50-50 split, okay. And if you could a little bit elaborate on how much of those synergies we could expect in the first and second year after the, you know, transactions concluded.
Well, you know, please bear in mind that we assume that they will start in 2019, and uh-huh. In the first year, for sure, it will be a very low single digit, or even could be a negative one if we will assume some restructuring costs. But
okay.
Like Kasia said, at the end of the period, it could reach 180 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. And on the slide 19, about the synergies, you mentioned that you know, efficient investments in further expansion of telecommunication infrastructure is one of them. So if you just could elaborate what you mean by that.
That's a very simple answer. You know, we have the flexibility now in making decision if we are installing the new base stations and increasing the capacity of our mobile network, or
uh-huh.
it will be more efficient, you know, to provide the last mile to the customer, because, you know, if we know the history of the customer, if we know the RPU of the customer, it's much easier to make such a decision. So mm-hmm. we will, you know, decide spot by spot how we will invest in the network.
Mm-hmm. If you have only up to 66% of the Netia, is it legally allowed to share the information about the customers between Cyfrowy Polsat and Netia?
Well, you know, we have you cannot share all the information. You need
uh-huh.
to protect at least, you know, part of them, but, you know, more or less you can use the special, you know, legal treatment, you know, to share at least part of the information, but of course not all of them.
Okay, and do you think that given what you will be able to share, would you be able to cross-sell the products efficiently? I mean, the kind of bundles between Netia and Cyfrowy Polsat to the Netia's customers base and to the Cyfrowy Polsat customers base. Is it possible to do that efficiently?
Yes, I think so, because, you know, we have the same case between Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel. Despite the fact that we own 100%, you know, we have to protect the personal data of both customers from each side, and we have a special legal treatment how to share the data.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot.
Our next question from Sara Sutejia, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just have one follow-up question, please, regarding the acquisition of the media, so this SKTV, Lampung, and TV Spectrum. When do you expect this to be closed?
We've just bought it.
It's been
so
closed.
It's already done?
Yeah.
So there is no more pending regulatory approval and so on for this one?
No.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you.
Okay, thank you everyone, and see you next time.
Yes, we are looking forward to see some of you on the tomorrow's conference. Thank you very much.
Okay, happy Christmas to everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.